if you knew Persian. Is there any Persian here? What is the word over there? The verb he uses for khidmat is odd, because khidmat comes, the verb is kardan. You do the duties, right? Here, you lose the duty. That losing is an exceptional word for an exceptional stuff. I told you before. In Persian language, you lose love. You don't gain. You don't do it. Ish bazi means not love making, love losing, because you lose yourself in that game. It's bachtan, it's not bordan. And it's amazing, because deep down, the verb is exceptional over there. He will use that verb. Nard khidmat bakhti means you lost, and what is this khidmat? Is bagaman. You lost the bagaman. Imagine using this word in a way that will say that everything is lovemaking, and you are making love with yourself in a way. But it looks like a bagaman to us. And why he goes to bagaman? He talks normally when he wants to talk about the trick and intelligent way to doing this and that, he will go to chess. For philosophy, he will go to chess. But for this kind of stuff, he comes to bagaman. Because chess is something that is almost clear. There are rules over there. But in bagaman, the element of chance is over there, which is not mathematically done by chess. Imagine, here, after twisting all these meanings together, when he is talking about love, suddenly, oh, you created this we, me and us, or me and we, you cannot differentiate in Persian, because you wanted to play this bagaman, but he will not say play. He will use that word that normally you don't. Yes, playing in Persian is bazi. And the verb is eshq bazi. So it's so confusing with all these words together. Because you play. Is playfulness, lovemaking. And you play, but the word play means losing. And here, he loses the bagaman to whom? To himself. How could you lose to yourself? He said, you created this me and us to lose the game of bagaman to yourself. If you want to go literally, it will be like that. When you didn't say, means that there is this game of lovemaking, and it's between him and him. Because whoever is in this game is him. Because there is no differentiation between lover and beloved. And he's so great in being the best lover that will cover everything. Yeah.
That all I's and thou's should become one soul and at last should be submerged in the beloved.
The game is played. This is the end of it, that all that me and you will disappear and everybody will be submerged in the beloved, because there's nothing else.
Can you please do me a favor and just read from 1785 to there, the last three or four lines, because I love these lines and I just would like to hear them uniquely. Mm-hmm. Starting in the English starts, O thou whose soul, where our threshold and dais?
Yeah. Okay, I should have started from one verse before. Do right.
Okay.
Raus tikun. Ei tu fakr raustan. Ei tu sadro man berat raustan. Astan o sadr bermani. That one will say, and he will take it back now. Astan o sadr bermani kujast. Ma o man ku an taraf kan yar maust. ای رهید جان تو از ما و من، ای لطیفه روح اندر مرد و زن. مرد و زن چون یک شوند آن یک توی، چون که یک ها محو شد آنک توی. این من و ما بهران برساختی تا تو با خود نرد خدمت باختی. تا من و توها همه یک جان شوند، عاقبت مستغرق جانان شوند.
Thank you. All this is, and do thou come, O creative word, O thou who transcendest, come and speech. The body can see thee in bodily fashion. It fancies thy sadness or laughter. Do not say that the heart is bound by sadness and laughter. Do not say that the heart that is bound by sadness and laughter is worthy of seeing thee. He who is bound by sadness and laughter is living by means of these two borrowed things. In the verdant garden of love, which is without end, there are many fruits besides sorrow and joy.
Okay, it's getting difficult. Let's go back. Here's a little bit something which needs a little bit attention. All this is and thou do come. I don't know what, how you read it even. But in Persian, it's more difficult. In hame has to be a. Bia means come. And has means exist. There's too many exist and come. You're listening, what is this? He's talking about this universe and he's seeing this universe composed of two things. One is existence, the second is come back to me. He's thinking about the beloved, and that short message of beloved is equivalent of the rest of the existence for him. There's so much existence and come. Oh, you the Lord, with the order of B. Remember order of B. He said B, therefore it was the creation. He said kun, means exist, fayakuna, so it was there. He said, all you who has the order of creation and created this much existence and that message of come. Oh, you who are really pure and you don't need this come and you don't need talking. The physical eye could see you. This is ridiculous. Why he's talking about this. The explanation of this will come later. When? When you will talk about this, that you could physically, literally see the God or not? Beginning of book two. From all different philosophers and philosophies, Islamic interpretation